What it means to be a sloth. Chapter 11, a further dimension of wholeness, the environment. Where does the sloth end? This seemingly naive question points to a problem, and at the same time, to a task. The problem is the way we think of an organism in relation to its environment. The environment is that with which an animal interacts. Inasmuch as the sloth eats leaves, leaves belong to its environment. In the moment it is interacted with, for example, in feeding, smelling, moving, the environment is part of the animal. We could also say the animal is part of its environment. The environment as a functional concept is inseparable from the organism. The corpus of an animal with its definite outline, what we call the body, fills a definable volume in space. But the animal's activity carries beyond this corpus, and the environment is part of this activity. Without the environment, there would be no activity. It may seem strange to say that the environment is not outside the animal, but this is only because we use spatial terms to describe something functional. Because it is more natural for us to think about the world in the framework of objects, we consider the organism here and the environment there. But this accounts only for the bodily aspect of the organism and not its functional and behavioral relations. When we shift our focus from the body as a thing to the body as focal point of activity, then the organism encompasses firstly all activities radiating to and from this focal point. And secondly, everything we consider to be outside the organism before we change to the functional mode of viewing, leaves, branches, sense, and so on. I have spoken and will continue to speak of organisms and their environments. Otherwise, I would have to create some new, probably cumbersome terminology. There is no problem using existing terminology, as long as we can see through it to the expanded concept. Viewed in this way, organisms actually interpenetrate. Sloth tree, sloth moth, and algae are all part of each other. We can therefore, in principle, understand how an ecological community, an ecosystem, and even the whole earth can be considered as further dimensions of organisms. Speaking of the earth as an organism is then no longer merely an analogy, but becomes a reality one has in part begun to grasp, in this case, through the sloth. And because we have already seen a part, we have also caught a glimpse in it of the whole. It remains the task of a truly holistic or organismic ecology to concretely apply this way of viewing to ecological phenomena.